Hello everybody, Mr. Kelly here, proud head teacher of Parkside Community School, just delivering an audio version of our latest letter, and I hope that these messages find you very well. It's been a fantastic start to the second half of the autumn term, and I want to take a moment just to thank you for your continued support, but also reporting a few things that have been happening within our great school. So students returned back from that October half term break with real purpose and positivity, and in year 11 in particular have been an excellent start to their English and maths mock exams that they have sat this week, and we're really proud of their focus and their maturity that they've shown. There will be further mock exams as we continue throughout December, and we'll be working very closely with the students to ensure they are confident and well prepared. Now, you may have seen that this week is Anti-Bullying Week, and it's been brilliant to see so many students and staff getting involved. Monday's Odd Socks Day was an absolutely brilliant, colourful celebration of our individuality. And today in the school, it's Positive Noticing Day, and it's brought a real buzz of encouragement and kindness across the school. You may also have seen a recent appeal from the school for former teachers to volunteer their time to support small groups of Year 11 students in that lead up to their GCSEs. Now, this initiative is about drawing on the wealth and the wealth experience in our local community to provide additional and optional support outside of core lesson time. And I do want to reassure parents and carers that this is not a reaction to any shortfall within our current GCSE provision. That remains absolutely strong and very well led. It is a proactive step to explore how we can go even further in supporting our students. Now, all volunteers will go through safer recruitment checks, including enhanced DBS and borrowing link checks. And their work will be overseen by subject leaders to ensure absolute alignment with the curriculum and their exams. And it's just a matter of, can we bring in any more support for our young people? The staff at Parkside Community School are working incredibly hard, as are the students in Year 11. But is there anything else out there that could support them as well? So if you know someone or you are a former teacher yourself, you'd like to get involved, please contact us at the school. And we, you know, your time and expertise could make a real difference to our young people. I want to remind parents and carers about the Ascend SEND information evening. We have that on Tuesday the 18th of November. I know Mr. Mills, our deputy head teacher and our Senko, has already sent some information regarding that. But that, as I say, is on the 18th of November, and it's between 6 and 7 p.m. at Parkside Community School. And it's the first of three termly sessions really aimed at strengthening the shared understanding of how we best support your children if they have an additional learning need. So the session will cover parts of the SEND Code of Practice, support available within our school and also beyond, and then also an opportunity to ask questions to the SEND team who were there in the evening, and also connect with other families. So if you're interested and your child has an additional need and you'd like to attend that evening, please do book your place. The link is on the letter. I want to also share with you a conversation piece that I'll be having with students next week, and that is around student toilet use in lessons. Now, we're currently reviewing our student toilet access policy to ensure that learning is protected and students' needs are met and staff are supported in applying a consistent approach. I absolutely understand that sometimes there are genuine needs for students to leave lessons to use the toilet, and that may be due to circumstance or the fact they have a medical pass. But as you can imagine, we absolutely want to make sure that learning time is maximised and that all students are safe and supervised. Frequent lesson time toilet visits can have a significant negative impact on learning, on well-being and the classroom environment. In terms of where we are, of the why we want to review the current ways of working for students' use of toilets in lesson time, is first of all the learning, as I've mentioned. If students miss learning during lessons, it's disruptive. It's as disruptive as being absent from school because they're not in the lesson at that time to have that learning that's taking place. And lost learning over time can really lead to a drop in their academic performance, which of course affects their future successes and life chances. In terms of mental health, missing parts of a lesson can really increase anxiety amongst our students, and they'll often feel more stressed when they return because they realise they have fallen behind. And there's also the impact on others. Missing parts of lessons can really increase anxiety and interrupt the flow of lessons, the flow of teaching and learning, which can affect the progress of other students and cause frustrations for staff. Ultimately, toilet breaks make life harder for everybody, and we don't want that for our students because we care about their success and their well-being. So next week, I'll be holding student assemblies to explain the reasons for this review, and I want to gather the students' view as well. So we will be running some student voice activities to ensure their feedback shapes our final strategy. If you have any thoughts about toilet use in lessons, please email us at school, and we'll also, later on, we'll be decided where we'll be taking this, hosting a parent care information evening on Thursday the 4th of December to discuss any changes we may have to any proposal. So please do attend that if you'd like to, but more information will come in some letters near the time. The aim really is to create a fair and supportive approach that helps students succeed in their learning, feel safe, and have their wellbeing needs met. Really excited to announce a new partnership with Chesterfield Football Club. Their coaches have been visiting the school weekly to support our pastoral programme, and they'll be working with selected students to provide a safe and supportive space to talk, build resilience and develop social and emotional skills. We're really proud to be working with that local organisation as they share our values and the commitment to the young people. So there will be a group of young people involved in that, and I know they'll be benefiting from that. Last call for the Christmas community dinner on the 19th of December. We're delighted to invite families to our Christmas community dinner. It's during the school day. For £5 per person, you'll enjoy a full Christmas dinner with all the trimmings, dessert and a drink. If you could interested, you make that payment via ARBA. If your children are on free school meals, they will eat for free. And the deadline is for signing up is this Friday the 14th. And we'd love to see as many of you as possible there to watch what will be an absolutely joyful and festive occasion. So as always, please stay connected with Parkside. There's so much to celebrate each day, from our student achievements to exciting events and moments of joy across our school community. Please find us on Facebook, Instagram and X, formerly known as Twitter, by searching Parkside Community School in Chesterfield. It's a great way to stay informed and share the successes of our students and our staff. Final dates for the diary, we have the choir, our school choir, really excited. They're singing at the Crooked Spire event on the 18th of November. Flu immunisations are on the 27th of November. Year 7 Parents Evening is on the 1st of December. The choir are also singing at St. Augustine's on the 9th of December. We have the community Christmas dinner, which I've mentioned, on the 19th, which is an 11:15 arrival. And the last day of term for students this half term will be the 19th of December. Students will be dismissed at 12:30. So that's all from me. Thank you as always for your continued support. Together, working in partnership, creating a school community where our students feel supported, challenged and inspired to be the best version of themselves. Really looking forward to the rest of this half term and all the opportunities it brings. And as always, please just get in touch if there's anything we can help you with. Thank you very much.